It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Yes, thank you for joining me here on another edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York and throughout the world, those that are participating on the hour on the powerful, hey, got to say that right, powerful iHeartRadio Network. Yes, we thank the listenership once again. We're in the top 10 in New York AM radio. That is a big deal. So let's hear it. Come on. Let's hear it. Top 10 in New York AM radio. Come on. There you go. There you go. That's more like it. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. That's a big deal. Top 10 in New York AM radio. That means we're providing great content because that's what keeps the great listenership of this show coming back week in and week out. And we featured such amazing guests. And in fact, I'm just going to tip my hand. Tonight's show, we're going to be sharing a lot of great content, tidbits from amazing guests that we've had over, certainly recently. We're going to be featuring the business class clips. And this past week was January 15th. Well, what's special about January 15th? Well, on January 15th, 2009... the world remembers, kind of the world stood still as a plane that took off from LaGuardia landed in the Hudson. And I had the honor a couple of years back of interviewing Captain Sully Sullenberger. And we're going to play a couple of minutes from that particular interview where we talked about how to deal with challenges. I mean, if you talk about someone that dealt with the ultimate challenge, I mean, in his hands was the fate of 155 people, and he safely landed the jet in the Hudson. So we're going to go back and listen to that. In addition, we're going to hear clips. We're going to hear advice from many, many business executives and share them with you because that's what we do every single week. Usually we focus on one particular executive and hear their narrative and hear their story, their company's story, and share it with the great listenership. But today we're going to have a great selection. Now, before we get to that, a couple of things. First of all, all of the interviews that were featured on video are up on our YouTube channel. If you subscribe to our YouTube channel, you automatically are notified every single time a show goes live on YouTube. So that is on YouTube. We're at 710 WOR Mind Your Business. On YouTube, 710 WOR Mind Your Business. Also, special shout out and a thank you to the great team at Bottom Line Marketing Group who plays such an important support role for the show. Srili, Michal, Bezalel, Brocha, Michael, Miriam, thank you. And a special shout out to Darren and Robert at 710 WOR. Zeb Brenner, thank you. Thank you for the shout out that you give me, the veteran radio personality, and all those who stop me anywhere and everywhere and thank me. Also, special shout out to Lakewood Scoop, which features the daily business class clips, Nucky Radio, The Jewish Home, which features a print summary of selected Mind Your Business shows. And, of course, we have a business class clip channel, which we're going to play some of those clips on tonight's show. We're on Instagram primarily. We're on WhatsApp also. By the way, for those that are WhatsApp fans, we do have WhatsApp groups that go out every single day. All you could do to sign up is nothing. It's free. All you have to do is text sign up to 718-594-6519. Text sign up to 718-594-6519, and then you will receive in your WhatsApp feed every single day the business class clip. But we are on Instagram. We actually have over 7,000 followers, and we only follow 112. Yeah, so we have a great ratio there. If you follow us on Instagram, you are notified every single day, and in your feed, you get the clip. So just to give you a taste, I'm going to start playing some clips. Here's a clip from this is unbelievable. This is featuring Country Ussie. All us Country Ussie fans are there. Give it a listen.
Another point that you just brought up
is that a person shouldn't get frustrated if they have some ideas and they're not great. That doesn't mean they won't come up with a winner. They just got to stay at it.
That's right. A rose grows among the thorns, and there's a lot of stuff that has to be discarded before you find that one hit.
Yep, that clip, that was actually just a couple of days ago from Country Ussie. Where did that appear? Where did that appear? On Business Class Clips. On Instagram, we're at Business Class Clips on Instagram. But now, even something better. Tonight, I'm officially announcing the giveaway. We have a giveaway here, a pair of Apple iPods. Yes, one lucky listener is going to... What it's really saying?
Earpods.
It says earpods. What did I say?
iPods.
Oh, iPods. We're giving away Apple earpods. I'm sorry. Smelly. Okay. We're going to be giving away a pair of Apple earpods. Surely, maybe you'll play some music soon also. Okay. But not yet. Okay. What do you have to do? All you have to do is go to Instagram, Business Class Clips, and enter the giveaway. The information is there on the site. It's very simple. Just click. The giveaway ends Monday, January 31st, which is around the corner, 2022, for those listening on the, if you tune in to, or, you know, Spotify or one of the podcast channels, and you're listening after Monday, January 31st, we apologize. Yeah, the giveaway ended. But for those tuned in tonight's show, go to Instagram, type in Business Class Clips, and you'll see the link there about the giveaway. If you sign in, you're automatically entered. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Ever wished as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is, you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com. where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. DaleCarnegie.com.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings, to finish a project. Oh, when do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yisroel Tzaflis right here on 710 WOR. A while ago, we used to have the giveaways. And you know what? Tonight, we're announcing a giveaway on Business Class. Well, that's on Instagram, Business Class Clips, for anyone that goes to Instagram, okay, on Business Class Clips. And you'll see there's a post there about the giveaway. Follow the instructions, and you're entered. It's that easy. But you got to do it before Monday, January 31st. That's why I do it right away. Because anyone that is entered is automatically entered to win a pair. Oh, did I say we're winning? Okay. A pair of Apple AirPods. So really, I said that right. Yeah. The Apple AirPods are going to one lucky listener. Now, later on in the show, we have another amazing treat. A few years ago, I had the honor of interviewing Captain Sully Sullenberger. And I remember at the time, people were asking me, say, you know, that's an amazing guest, but what does that have to do with business? And I was always like, wait a second. I mean, anyone in business sometimes has to deal with challenges or sometimes to sweat out a situation, right? Deal with sometimes not everything works out exactly as planned. Well, there's one person that had to deal with the ultimate challenge. He was flying the jet. He took off from LaGuardia and birds got sucked into the engines. And he had, what did he have, 2-3 minutes to make this, to make critical decisions. He knew he couldn't make it back to LaGuardia, couldn't make it to Newark. Maybe he was able to make the Teterboro, but he realized his only hope was landing in the Hudson. And he saved the lives of 155 people. We're going to play a portion of that amazing interview that I had with Captain Sully Sullenberger. But before we get to that particular part of the program, we're going to play some business class because people sometimes wonder, what is the business class? What is it? Well, imagine in 1 minute or less a tip that can get you ahead in business. Now we're going to play a clip from Dr. Deborah Jasper. Let's give a listen.
The studies are showing between 70 and 90% of the information we take in through our eyes. We take it in visually. Visuals can double your memory recognition. So don't just tell me a story. You need to show me a story. So if you are walking the client through financial data or numbers, you're going to have to unpack that in a more visual way. And you've got to design for a small screen now. So there's nothing worse than putting up a slide and saying, I know you can't see this, but, you know, we've all seen that. And you're putting on your glasses and you're peering at the screen. We have something we call, I'm giving you lots of tips today, I know, but we have something we call the 3-second rule. If I can't make sense of your slide in 3 seconds, you have to rework the slide.
Yep, that's important advice from Dr. Deborah Jasper, and that's up on Business Class Clips. For those that prefer to receive that type of information on WhatsApp, we do have a WhatsApp group, a WhatsApp broadcast that goes out every single day. Text sign up to 718-594-6519. Text sign up to 718-594-6519, and you'll receive the daily WhatsApp broadcast. However, for those that go to Instagram, there is a giveaway. A pair of AirPods, Apple AirPods, is going to one lucky listener. All you have to do is go to Business Class Clips on Instagram and follow the directions. It's very simple. Just basically follow us, but the information is there on the page of Business Class Clips. Okay, now we're going, oh, wow, this is a great one. Ralph Zucker from Bellworks. I got so much feedback on this one. This one took the... Wow, look at this. This got so many views. Let's give a listen, okay? Then you'll hear why. This is the story behind selecting the name Bellworks and when he was at a meeting with the executives when they were unveiling the name. Let's give a listen.
We sat around the table and they unveiled the logo and it was for Bellworks, not Bell Place. And we all said, you made a mistake. You got it wrong. It's Bell Place. And they said, no, it's not. It's Bell Works. And it has a different connotation. And we went around the table, and I like to vote last. And everybody said, we're sorry. This is Bell Place. We already advertised Bell Place. It's Bell Place. We have to change it. And I said, well, it's a good thing I vote last, and it's a good thing this is not a democracy, because I love the name Bell Works. We're going to go with Bell Works. That was a gut feeling. Wow. I liked it. You know, it takes time to develop an instinct. Yeah. And every time that I haven't followed my instinct, and there are many, I've regretted it.
What a story. What a story from Ralph Zucker of Bell Works, Somerset Development. And there's a very important point in there, and that is to go with your gut. Now, of course, Ralph is a very intelligent guy and has people that he connects with and people that he gets advice from. But at the end of the day, he said a very critical point at the end is go with your instinct, go with your gut. You could definitely listen and engage with experts. And of course he does that. But there's a certain intuition that we all have. And don't be afraid to go with your gut. Let's go to another clip here. Again, we're airing some business class clips. We're on Instagram at Business Class Clips, just straight up on Instagram. Oh, this is a very important point about documenting everything. Let's give a listen.
When someone leaves, if 80% of stuff that they created leaves them with them the moment that they leave the door, you're sitting on massive risk, and anything can happen. We're living through crazy times right now with coronavirus. Might not be quitting. Someone could get sick and be out for a month. So do you have things documented? Do you, if the payroll person gets sick and is out for 2 months, does someone else know how to do payroll? Is it documented? Is it easy to find?
Nick Sonnenberg, CEO of Leverage. That's a very important point. Every company must have process in place. Must have process. Now we're going to give a listen from a recent show that focused exclusively on cybersecurity. Let's give a listen.
Complex passwords are just one small part of the entire equation that you need to do to stay secure. What's even better, and I'm sure most of you have experienced this, is what's called one-time passcodes that you get either via text messages to your phone or to email. This is known as multi-factor authentication. And what it does is it makes it much harder, almost impossible, for a bad guy to get into your account or into your business, because they would either need possession of your unlocked phone, which is very difficult to achieve, or have access into your email account. Because of that, it gives you a much higher level of security than just a password only, which would be called single factor authentication. So the first thing I would advise everybody is make sure that any access into your applications or business data or customer data have multi-factor authentication associated with it.
Mark Fitzgerald, Chief Information Security Officer at Investors Bank. That was a recent clip on Business Class Clips on Instagram. Before we go to a commercial break, let's see what... we have to get in one more. A good buddy, Mark Bodner, Inbox Zero. What's Inbox Zero all about?
Okay, so everyone take a look at their inboxes right now, okay? I'm gonna guess we had people with 20,000 plus emails in their inbox.
Mark, don't put me on the spot.
I'm not even going to ask. It's too many. I'll just tell you that right off the bat.
You're right.
And the first function was, how do we get inbox zero? So there's a tool called Boomerang. Sending emails away until you want to see them. Not let email push you around. That email bully. Get rid of it. Get it off your shoulder and say, hey, I don't need to deal with this till next Wednesday. Put the email to sleep and it'll pop back up in my... usually I like to set it 50 from having a meeting around a particular topic in an email. Let it pop up in my inbox 15 minutes before that meeting so I can get a quick review of it. And my inbox, I was pretty good with my inbox, but I had always 50 or 60 emails, which according to, Nick was, that's pretty good. But I'm talking about inbox zero.
Mark Bodner, CEO of L&R Distributors. That was a clip that appeared on Business Class Clips. So before we go to a commercial break, just want to let the listeners know. Every single day, a tidbit, 30 seconds, 45 seconds, it's always under 60 seconds. And that tidbit goes automatically to anyone who subscribed. If you want to receive it on WhatsApp, no problem. Text sign up. On WhatsApp, text sign up to 718-594-6519. Again, on WhatsApp, sign up. Just text those words, sign up, to 718-594-6519. Or if you're on Instagram, just follow us at Business Class Clips. On Instagram, follow us at Business Class Clips. And by the way, just want to mention that there is a giveaway. We are giving away a pair of Apple AirPods to one lucky listener. How do you enter? Simple. Go to Business Class Clips. You'll see the information there about how to enter. It's that simple. Good luck. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hi, honey. I know you said you'll get to it, but the family picture still needs to be hung up on the wall. Maybe you can pick up the tools you need on your way home?
Don't push it off again. Let Mr. Super Handyman handle it. Call 718-218-5555. To let Mr. Super know what you need done. That's 718-218-5555. 718-218-5555. Let Mr. Super do something super for you.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
Wait a second. Is this AM or FM? Whoa. Hey, yeah, you are tuned to the Mind Your Business show. Just really got to say, Srilli here is the, he's, Srilli, wait a second, we have to get back to the show. This is the Mind Your Business show. People are going to think we're tuned to FM here. How you doing, Srilli?
Great.
You having a good time there?
Yeah.
With your guitar? Srilli is so special. Srilli, you're amazing at what you do. Thank you. Yes, it's true. Well, we do have to get back. People are tuning in for some business advice. And they, in fact, do we ever play that clip with Country Ussy? We're talking about, and he gives you a shout out in there. You know, I want to go straight to that one. Where's the one with Country Ussy? Realizing Your Full Potential. And he calls out Srilli here, right? Who's the master at video and sound. But you also play guitar, a nasty guitar. Is anyone who's tuned in here? All right. Okay, let's listen to this clip from Country Ussy, which is an amazing clip. Realizing Your Own Potential. Let's give a listen.
A Country Ussy starts with CY.
Yeah.
Another thing we can say CY stands for is create yourself.
Nice.
You have to create yourself. Don't let anybody try to mold you into something that they want you to be. You have to be what you are intended to be, what Hashem wanted you to be. And of course, that's to fulfill your entire potential as you grow up. But you have to be stolz. You know, stolz in Yiddish, you have to be
backbone.
Strong. Backbone. Keep trying for it. Don't give up. No matter how many failures. You're not a failure till you don't get up. You can get knocked down many times in a fight, but if you get up, you're still in the fight, still in the battle.
Well, that was Country Ussy. Sorry, but Srilli, there was no shout out there. But there is another clip coming up in the near future on Business Class from Country Ussy, from that interview that we had. So again, if you're looking for great business advice in under a minute or less, if you want it via WhatsApp, we do have a daily WhatsApp broadcast. All you have to do is text sign up on WhatsApp, text sign up to 718-594-6519. On WhatsApp, text sign up to 718-594-6519 and you'll automatically receive the daily broadcast. And on Instagram, we are at Business Class Clips. Business Class Clips on Instagram. They go out every single day. Before we just heard we heard one from Country Ussy. Now we're going to go to, oh wow, the CEO of Dale Carnegie. Dale Carnegie, everyone's heard of Dale Carnegie, the CEO, Joe Hart, on how to set goals, right? Everyone said, how do you set goals? How do you do it? Let's give a listen.
Right. In my own experience, if I have a goal, but I don't write it down, there's just, I'm pulled in too many directions every single day. I mean, there's distractions of the phone and email and social media and all kinds of things and family and work. You know, so, you know, for me to be able to say these are the things I'm going for, and I would advise people to keep it simple and short, right? So it doesn't have to be 10 things. It doesn't have to have 20 subparts. Just, you know, what is that clear? We talk about SMART goals, of course, you know. But what are you really committed to achieving? And achieve that. And once you achieve that, do the next one.
Wow. Joe Hart, the CEO of Dale Carnegie. What an important clip. Anyone who signed up to Business Class, whether it's on WhatsApp or on Instagram, automatically received that one. Srilli, Are you you going to play something for us? What, what's I mean, you're there with a nasty Kiesel. Okay. Now, let's go to a couple of more business class clips because that's really where, okay, once again, realizing your full potential that we had from country. All right. Oh, wow. We have a clip here from Beth Comstock. Get marketing at the beginning of the equation.
I often found in the course of a marketing career, one of the things I really worked on at GE was to get marketing at the beginning of the equation. What does that mean? Not just the team that does the ads or has a press release at the end, the team that's understanding where's the market going, what are the trends, what are the insights, and that's part of it. Too often I found business teams would come in, we have a product, now get us a story. No, you have a story, now let's get the product. And so often you had to work in that process to say, what's your story? Why us? Why now? Why should someone buy from us versus somewhere else? Mm-hmm. And all within those questions I've just asked you, there's a story waiting to be told. There probably already is a story that's there and just needs to be brought to life.
Yep. Beth Comstock, former vice chair and CMO at General Electric. That's just, this is just a sampling. We have many more clips I want to share, but here's the story. If you're signed up on Instagram, you automatically see it in your feed every day. On Instagram, we're at Business Class Clips, on Business Class. And if you prefer to get it as a WhatsApp broadcast, all you have to do on WhatsApp is text sign up to 718-594-6519. Text sign up to 718-594-6519. And for those that are on Instagram, yes, we have a giveaway. We're giving away a pair of Apple AirPods. I said that right? Not iPods. AirPods to one lucky listener. All you have to do is go to, on Instagram, go to Business Class Clips. And you'll see the information there. Good luck. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client of Saul Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Saul Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
We're back. Mind Your Business with Isaac Saplis right here on 710 WOR. In a bit, we are going to go. I mentioned earlier in the show, we have a treat. We're going to play a portion of the interview that I had years ago with Captain Sully Sullenberger. Why? Because last week, January 15th, that's the anniversary, because on January 15th, 2009, that was the day that Captain Sully Sullenberger landed his jet that he had just taken off minutes earlier from LaGuardia, landed it in the Hudson River, and saved the lives of 155 people. I mean, what a story. So many things could have gone wrong, God forbid. And in the end, he saved the lives of 155 people. And I had the honor of interviewing him on the radio. We're going to play a clip of that. Because if there was ever some, you know, before I did the that interview, I told people, I said, wow, you know, you won't believe who I'm getting on an upcoming show. I said, who? I said, Captain Sully Sullenberger. I said, no way. They were impressed, but they said, wait a second, what does it have to do with business? And I'm like, wait a second, you tell me. Business, we sometimes unfortunately deal with challenges. So here's someone that dealt with the ultimate challenge and, of course, came out on top. So if there's some, and during the interview with Captain Sullenberger, we spoke about teamwork, maintaining poise. I mean, boy, did he maintain poise. So we're going to go to that in a bit. Now, first, we're going to air some treats, some short business class clips that are featured regularly on Business Class. On Instagram, we're at Business Class Clips. If you follow us, you automatically receive in your feed every single day the Business Class clip of that day. Now let's go to one from a very distinguished individual, James Rosebush. He was a former senior advisor to President Ronald Reagan. And here is his Business Class clip.
Okay, words are powerful, and it's a very competitive marketplace for words today. Think of the millions, hundreds of trillions of words that are speaking every moment, every day around the globe. We have to recognize this. Now, it's a crowded marketplace for words.
Right.
So in order to get your message heard, it has to be, I think it has to be composed and thought through in a way that will support the message bearer, the person who's actually going to deliver that message. And again, I hammer this home. The authenticity of the deliverer and the solid nature and creativity of the content itself are the two things that go hand in hand.
James Rosebush, former senior advisor to President Ronald Reagan. Words matter. You know, before we talked about goals and we featured the CEO of Dale Carnegie. We had the honor of interviewing him. Here's another great tip about setting a goal, how to do it effectively. Let's give a listen.
You think about a mountain climb, it feels like a career. You have your goals, your ambitions, your desires, but you recognize that the most important aspect of climbing that mountain is the people you are climbing it with. A number one, mountain climbing is not just something that is individual. It is something that requires the mindset of setting a goal. Now, in the case of a mountain, a goal is not to get to the top. The goal is to get home. No.
You mean to get back down as well.
To get back down,
that
right.
That's true. Okay.
Climbing is only, the top is only halfway there. The second part is, and this is where careers come in, you take one step at a time. There are no shortcuts, and particularly, I know many of my students, they're all in such a hurry. I want to be CEO by the time I'm 25. There's no shortcuts, and if they exist, I haven't seen it. And then the third part of it is you can't do it alone. So think about that metaphor. Set a goal, one step at a time. You can't do it alone.
Chuck Garcia, founder of Climb Leadership International. What a great clip. By the way, you know, it's really great in there. He says, the goal of mountain climbing is not to get to the top. And I'm like, no. He says, it's to get back home. He's right. He's right. He's sure right. But that is, he spelled it out about setting goals. And that's just a typical business class clip. That went out a couple of weeks ago. For all those that follow us on Business Class, we're on Instagram at Business Class Clips. They receive these feeds. Now, some people prefer to get it as a WhatsApp broadcast. Yep, we accommodate that as well. You can receive it by signing up on WhatsApp. This is not by text regular, not you know, regular texting, but by on WhatsApp. Text sign up to 718-594-6519. Text sign up to 718-594-6519 and you'll automatically receive the Business Class Clip broadcast that goes out every single day. On Instagram, we're at Business Class Clips. By the way, we do have an exciting giveaway. We're giving away a pair of Apple AirPods to one lucky listener. How do you join? How do you get on? Okay, it's very simple. Just go to Instagram and go to Business Class Clips, and you'll see the information there on how to join. Let's listen to a couple more clips. Benefiting from a mentor. Robert Safran. Benefiting from a mentor. You know, many times people say like, well, you know, if I'm going to turn to someone for advice, maybe it shows a weakness. No. Listen to this one.
We have this woman that was running, we'll say in the clothing line, mm-hmm. For children's clothing line. Mm-hmm. And she had an excellent product, did a tremendous amount of research, put the product up on Amazon, but was struggling somewhat with growing it. We set her up with a mentor in e-commerce that's an expert in that area, gave her a tremendous amount of input, started to grow the business incredibly fast. And then she thought, you know what? Now I want to go to big box. I want to go into the stores. And basically, we got her a mentor in that area, and that person convinced her not to do that.
Wow.
And you know what the comment I get back from that person is now? That person saved my business. That person saved my business. Imagine, you know, you right. saved a business. So not only did this business get saved by not going into the wrong market, now it's doing triple what it was originally. Triple what it was doing originally by driving the programs and the things that we gave. So much so, this person now is one of our mentors.
Robert Safran from The Jewish Entrepreneur. That is just a typical clip of what goes out every single day. It's really, is that you in the background? I hear what? Some noise in the background.
I hear some noise?
Yeah. You're dealing with your keys. We're trying to run a radio show here. What's going on? You're going to make Shep Hyken proud. Next time he shows up, I think he's going to show up with with some toys from his man cave. Okay, let's really, we got to get back to the show here.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a another business class clip that I really want to air, and that is some country Aussie dealing with roadblocks. This is so important. You know, there are people out there, and again, in the next segment of the show, we're going to air the parts from the interview that I was fortunate to have with Captain Sully Sullenberger. This past, celebrated the anniversary of that amazing celebration. The day, January 15th, when Captain Sully Sullenberger landed his jet in the Hudson and saved the lives of 155 people. Talk about dealing with roadblocks, dealing with challenges. Let's give a listen to Country Aussie.
One never knows where one is headed. Yeah. You could start out in a certain direction and get blocked and go in another direction and think, oy vey, if only I could have stayed there. No, Hashem had plans for you to go there. The radio wasn't working out. The magazine came along.
Right.
That turned into something even better. So you never know where you're going to end up. But the key is to keep moving, keep trying, keep going. Never give up. That's the lesson.
What a lesson. Country Aussie, Yussie Tive, who appeared here on Mind Your Biz. By the way, his entire YouTube episode, meaning the interview that we had here, is up on our channel, 710 WOR Mind Your Business. Once you're there, subscribe, because then you're automatically notified every single time a show goes live. Again, on YouTube, we're at 710 WOR Mind Your Business. We're going to get one more clip. Then we're going to go to a break. And when we come back, we are going to air a juicy part of the interview, an informative part of the interview that I had with Captain Sully Sullenberger. But before we go to the break, here's another great clip from actually a business comedian. Let's give a listen.
Negativity has become such a commonplace in people's lives. And we don't know that we have this attitude. We don't know that we're taking it to work. We don't know that it's interfering, whether you're in customer service or sales or if you're a tech person. It doesn't matter what you do. We all have this negative stuff going on in us. It's part of the human condition. And we're not aware of how it's affecting us personally and professionally.
That's a great point. I mean, when you start the day, don't just grab the phone. Don't just grab to see all the emails. Say,
no.
I'll deal with that.
Yep.
Almost like triage it.
Yes.
Triage it. And instead, focus on everything positive. You're about to take on an ambitious goal. Let that be working in your brain.
Oh, absolutely. And that's exactly it. In other words, don't focus on everything that has to be done. First, focus on who you have to be in order to get it done.
Steve Rizzo, motivational speaker and comedian. Now, just some notes before we go to the break. We're having a giveaway, a business class giveaway. If you go to Instagram and you go to our page, Business Class Clips, you'll see the information there on how to enter to win a pair of Apple AirPods. It's very simple. That's on Business Class Clips. And of course, when you follow us there, you'll also receive in your feed every single day these clips. For those that wish to receive it on WhatsApp, just go to WhatsApp and text sign up to 718-594-6519. We're going to go to a short commercial break. Stay tuned. If you're running a business, you know how hard it is to penetrate your target market, but I'm looking to change that. Hi, I'm Yitzhak Saflis, host of the Mind Your Business Show and CEO of Bottom Line Marketing Group. Visit bottomlinemg.com, that's bottomlinemg.com, to get an idea for how we can help your business grow and increase market share. Call me for a free marketing consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Gotta go.
Hi, Shep Hyken, your customer service and experience expert, and I'm excited to tell you about my new book, I'll Be Back, How to Get Customers to Come Back Again and Again. Now, this book is packed with idea after idea on how to, just as the title implies, get your customers to come back. In the book, you'll learn that repeat customers aren't always loyal customers. Now, both are great, but there's a big difference. You'll also learn about 10 reasons a customer may stop doing business with you and 3 reasons you would stop doing business with them. And one of my favorite lessons is a 6-step process for creating an I'll be back strategy. Of course, there's much, much more. The book ships out in September, but purchase it today and you'll get instant access to the ebook at no extra charge. Just go to www.illbebackbook.com. Again, that's www.illbebackbook.com.
Yes, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 710 WOR. It's really grabbing control there. It's really. We have to get to Captain Sully Sullenberger. Again, January 15th in 2009, 13 years ago, Captain Sully Sullenberger took off a jet from LaGuardia, and less than 90 seconds into the flight, both engines were taken out after a flock of Canadian geese went right into the flight path and knocked out the engines. As we all know, thank God, there's a great ending to this story. We're now going to go to the interview that I had with Captain Sully Sullenberger.
First, let me address the question that's on everyone's mind. It's really nice that you're here with us today. You're a true American hero. I mean, single-handedly saving the lives of 155 people, a very modest individual. But the connection for a business show, it's a little bit a question that's on people's minds. There are a lot of people that prepare for this program, and they had asked that question when I said, I want to interview Captain Sullenberg. And they said, it's like, wow, that would be unreal. But what's the connection to business? And the answer is very simple. Let's face it, anyone in business, and especially an executive, faces tough challenges on a daily basis. Some issues are really serious, although fortunately, almost never are they life and death issues. Nevertheless, we all face real deadlines and pressures in the workplace. And therefore, the people behind the scenes in the Mind Your Business program set out to interview Captain Sullenberger, for if there was ever an individual who understood how to maintain presence of mind under the most paralyzing conditions, it's you, Captain Sullenberger. And we are so grateful that you took the time to be with us today.
Well, thank you. That's a wonderful intro. I'm going to take issue with one thing you said, though.
Okay.
You said single-handedly. And I've been trying for 6 years now to remind everyone that while I was the leader of a team, it was absolutely due to the efforts of many people in the airplane and the first responders in the ferry company that rescued us that led to the successful outcome in which no one perished, and all 155 passengers and crew survived this unexpected challenge of a lifetime. But you're right. There absolutely are many parallels and many connections, not just to business. But as I have become a speaker and a consultant and had many opportunities in the last 6 years that I would not have had as an airline pilot for the 40 years before that, I see, as I talk to audiences around the world, mm-hmm. and as diverse as nuclear power operations to financial risk managers to high tech to education to medical professionals and everything in between, how many similarities there are. And when we think about it, that really shouldn't be too surprising, because ultimately what we're talking about in almost every industry, in almost every domain, in any organization, is how do we lead people? How do we create a culture of excellence? How do we take vision and share it with others so that we can coordinate group efforts toward a common goal? And that's something that we've done in aviation. We faced an ultimate challenge, never having specifically trained for it, but because we had taught captains how to lead and build a team, because we had teams well-schooled in the consistent application of best practices, because we had such a well-understood way of communicating with each other, we didn't have to completely reinvent the wheel to solve even this ultimate challenge. We simply had to put the last several spokes in place. And so we all had roles to play, and I think that's really one of the key elements that sometimes is overlooked.
Is there a secret, a suggestion that you could share with us to that would enable someone to mentally prepare themselves for any type of issue or danger that may confront them?
It really is about preparation. It's about having a commitment, a personal commitment to lifelong learning and a striving for excellence. It's having an understanding that just good enough isn't. And so, you know, that's what I was talking about when I talk to audiences around the world and I see how many similarities there are. It's because we're all trying to figure out how do we improve human performance in complicated systems that all involve some kind of inherent risk. So you're right. It really starts with the leadership. It really starts with how each of us lives our lives and tries to be really the most complete human being that we can be. One of my great mentors from afar is the late Warren Bennis, a longtime professor at University of Southern California. He wrote mm-hmm. some 30 books on leadership. And he said there's really no difference between being an effective leader and being a completely integrated human being, and I agree with that. So I think it starts with each of us having the discipline, the diligence to continue to learn, and to control our egos. You know, ego can be a powerful force, a motivating force, a force for good, potentially. But left unchecked, you know, it can wall us off. It can separate us from those who would be helping us in an effective team setting. It closes us off to their communication, their collaboration, their innovation. We're stuck with our own ideas, and that just often isn't enough. We need to work effectively as a team. We can accomplish much more as an effective team than we can as a collection of individuals. And so when at a large airline, as we did that week, you fly with people you've sometimes never met before, and that's true for me and my first officer, Jeff Skiles. We met for the first time just 3 days before this ultimate challenge of a lifetime. Mm-hmm. Yet had you been allowed to sit in the observer seat in our cockpit and watch us work on that flight to the Hudson, not that you would really have wanted to be there with us, mm-hmm. I grant you, you would have thought we'd been working together for years because we knew our roles and responsibilities so well. So because we had trained as a team and we had become essentially interchangeable by being trained at such a high professional standard. So at the beginning of that trip, when I met the flight attendants that I hadn't flown with before, some of them, we aligned goals. We talked about a few specifics. We helped to create this shared sense of responsibility for the outcome very quickly, in a couple of minutes, in a quick briefing before we boarded the first bunch of passengers on a series of flights for that week. That's part of this human skill set that often isn't taught in business schools. That's critically important. In fact, we're beginning to see in peer-reviewed articles in major journals in medicine and in industry that these kind of human skills and leadership abilities have the potential to affect the needle, move the needle more than other skills, not just financial skills.
Right. That brings to mind the books by Travis Bradbury. Yeah, he's one of the really great authors that I think, what's emotional intelligence? I think emotional intelligence, yeah.
That's certainly a part of it. And it's these human skills that some deride as soft skills. And I bristle at that description. They're not soft as opposed to hard skills, but they are human skills as opposed to technical skills or financial skills, for example. Mm-hmm. It takes both to do it well. And I think some people don't realize how important they are because we haven't done a full accounting for the hidden yet real costs when we don't have them in our organizations. And when we account for the cost of not having effective leadership and team building and collaboration and a shared sense of responsibility, we'll see that these techniques absolutely pay for themselves in the long run.
This actually leads me into the next question. In a famous interview you had with news anchor Katie Couric, you noted, one way of looking at this might be that for 42 years, I've been making small regular deposits in this bank of experience, education, and training. And on January 15th, the balance was sufficient so that I could make a very large withdrawal. Reflecting on those words, and especially in today's trends of social media and the like, which push us faster and faster and to some degree make us admire the young as opposed to the experienced and the accomplished, how important is that road paved with life experience?
I think it's critical. We didn't have time in the, as it turned out, 208 seconds we had from the thrust loss until our flight path had intersected the surface of the Earth. And I had to choose where that was going to happen in a way that would lead to the best outcome. And so we didn't have time to learn everything we needed to know. We had to have a really well-determined paradigm in our minds already of how to solve any problem that might suddenly confront ourselves, and then adapt that series of plans to meet the circumstances, this unique situation. And so having a mental paradigm of priorities I could draw from and then adapting what we did know and adjusting it to fit the circumstances was really key. There simply is no substitute for having that kind of preparation, that kind of training, that kind of dedication, that kind of a system already in place that allows us to operate and to innovate in such a stressful, time-critical situation.
Now, in preparation for this interview, I actually listened to the air traffic recordings of those 3 minutes, roughly. A discerning person can easily pick up the tension of the moment. How so quickly you assessed the situation and then made a firm decision and stuck with it. Learning from that moment, how important is it in business and, frankly, in everyday life when one has to make a firm decision to stick with it and to be comfortable with it?
Well, it has to be a decision based upon real core values. It has to be a decision based upon having real capabilities and not wishful thinking. It really needs to be grounded in reality. And so, again, it's that preparation that is so key. If I had not been able to so quickly narrow it down to essentially three options and then choose quickly among them, if I had had less experience flying into the New York metropolitan area and not known already what options were near me, then we would have run out of time before we could have eliminated the ones that wouldn't work. So being able to have values which provide guardrails from excesses and from egregious mistakes, and then having the specific experience and knowledge to choose among fewer options really helped to keep us from making, you know, huge errors in what could have been a catastrophe if we had not handled it better.
In my research, I noted how frequently you share the credit, and at the beginning of the show is no different, with your co-pilot that afternoon, First Officer Jeffrey Skiles. It's the tendency of most people to take all the credit for an accomplishment. How important is it, as, of course, you've demonstrated so eloquently, for a person to be a team player and share accolades?
Well, the outcomes are better. I could not have done it all by myself. In fact, you know, there have been a lot of talk recently about whether or not there's a pilot shortage and what the level of pilot qualification and experience should be to become an airline pilot. And this is yet another specific, concrete example of how experience, skill, and knowledge are critical, essential elements to this profession. Had I had a first officer who didn't have 20,000 hours of flying time like I do, who had not been a captain at this airline on a different type of airplane before the recent cutbacks and layoffs had forced him into the right seat of this airplane to be my first officer that day, had I had someone less experienced, I didn't have time to direct Jeff's every action. I didn't have time to have a real conversation with him about what had just happened and what we must do. I had to rely on Jeff understanding this situation as it developed immediately and intuitively as I did. I had to rely upon him to know from his own experience, training, and knowledge what he must do to assist me because I didn't have time to tell him. I couldn't have done it by myself, and I couldn't have done it with someone less able because I didn't have time to direct them. We were able to do something that people outside the industry often find hard to believe. We were able to collaborate wordlessly. We knew what needed to be done, and we began to set about doing it, except for a call for the checklist and take control of the airplane and a few other things. That was all I ever said to him. The rest of it just happened as a carefully choreographed silent ballet. And so when we finally listened to the cockpit voice recorder ourselves 4 months after the flight at the NTSB headquarters, when we finally had a chance to actually hear a recording of what happened in the cockpit that day and not just rely on our memories up to that point, it was breathtaking. Time didn't slow down for us, but it happened even faster than we remembered. But at the end, with almost tears in our eyes because we were so moved by the experience of hearing it again and reliving that moment, I was very proud of what we were able to accomplish together. We didn't sound overwhelmed. We sounded busy.
Yeah. Yep. That was special. Captain Sully Sullenberger. Yep. On the air. Well, how special is that? And so many great takeaways that, you know, from this great individual, this person that had the presence of mind under the most challenging circumstances. And he saved the lives of 155 people. Well, this wraps up a great edition of Mind Your Business. I just want to remind the listeners, there is a giveaway. One lucky listener is going to win a pair of Apple AirPods. It's going to one lucky listener. All you have to do is go to Business Class Clips on Instagram. Go to Business Class Clips. You'll see the information there. Good luck. Well, this wraps up a great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business. Right here on 710 WR, the voice of New York. And on the iHeartRadio network. Have a successful week. Done.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.